water's gonna destroy my sandcastle. I worked really hard on it. Now it's just gonna wash away.
Don't worry too much. You can always build another one. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Building sandcastles is a ton of fun, but the trouble is they don't usually last very long. As soon as the tide comes in, those castles are gone. Spending all of your time and money just to buy more and more stuff is a little bit like building sandcastles. They don't really matter in the long run. Instead, we should follow what Jesus said in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. He said, "Save your treasures in heaven where they cannot be destroyed. Your heart will be where your treasure is." And now our story is called Washed Away. Cecilia molded a huge sandcastle on the beach, trying to make it like the castles she saw in movies. She made soaring towers and dug a deep moat all around it. Then she noticed that the ocean waves were coming closer and closer. "Help, Dad! The water's gonna wash away my castle!" Dad shook his head. "It's no use. The tide is coming in, and the waves will come a lot higher before they go back down." Cecilia didn't want to believe that. She dug a wide trench all around her castle and built a sand barrier to protect it. But the water soon crashed over the barrier and filled the trench. The waves splashed against the castle, pulling it apart with watery fingers. "It took me a long time to build that," said Cecilia, "and now it's gone." "Well, just be glad it's only sand," said her sister Ember. "Sometimes people lose real houses in fires and storms, don't they, Dad?" Dad nodded. "When I was young, the house I lived in with my parents was badly damaged in a storm, and I lost a lot of my personal possessions. It was very hard, but it also helped me learn an important truth." "What truth?" asked Cecilia. "That all earthly possessions are a little like that sandcastle," Dad said. "They won't last. I realize there's something much more important than earthly things, and anyone who has it will never lose it. Do you know what it is that I'm talking about?"
"I know," said Ember. "It's Jesus, isn't it?"
"Yep," Dad said. "He saves us and gives us eternal life, and that gift will last forever. So instead of focusing so much on earthly treasures, we should store up treasures in heaven."
"How do we do that?" asked Ember.
"Well," said Dad, "the most important thing is to trust Jesus as our Savior. He's the only one who can save us and give us eternal life. Then, as He works in our hearts and teaches us to live as children of God, we'll start to care more about what He wants than what we or other people want. The things we do to serve Him and the things we give up to do it will build us treasure in heaven." So, how about you? Where are you storing your treasures, on earth or in heaven? It's easy to chase after the things this world can offer you, but they don't last. You can't take them with you when you die. But Jesus offers us eternal life with Him, and that treasure lasts forever. Build true treasure by trusting in Him and sharing His love with others. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
And our key thought today, build treasure that lasts. Have you been keeping up with the Word with Zach Summer reading program? If you read all through July, you'll have a chance to win the Keys for Kids Storyteller. So make sure to keep up every day. And at the end of the summer, you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Learn more at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.